They spoke to us. Quotes from the March-April 2007 General Conference. The atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ is the keystone in the arch of our existence. It affirms that we lived before we were born in mortality. Mortality is but a stepping stone to a more glorious existence in the future. President Gordon B. Hinckley. Humble, trusting prayer brings direction and peace. Don't worry about your clumsily expressed feelings. Just talk to your compassionate, understanding Father. You are His precious child, whom He loves perfectly and wants to help. Elder Richard G. Scott. Faith is not only a feeling, it is a decision. With prayer, study, obedience, and covenants, we build and fortify our faith. Elder Neil L. Anderson. Wouldn't it be wonderful if, in spite of what others at school might be doing, from this moment forward, you would be known for your absolute integrity and clean language? Decide now that you will never cheat, that your language will be pure, that as long as you live, vulgar words or jokes will never come from your lips. Elder John B. Dixon. Determine where you are and what you need to do to be the kind of person you want to be. Create inspiring, noble, and righteous goals that fire your imagination and create excitement in your heart. And then keep your eye on them. Work consistently towards achieving them. Elder Joseph B. Wordland. If we can find forgiveness in our hearts for those who have caused us hurt and injury, we will rise to a higher level of self-esteem and well-being. President James E. Faust. Jesus provided the life, the light, and the way. Multitudes followed Him. Children adored Him. The haughty rejected Him. He spoke in parables. He taught by example. He lived a perfect life. President Thomas S. Monson. End of the section, They Spoke to Us.